154. O thou son of the kingdom, thy most agreeable letters with their pleasing style ever gladden our hearts. When the song is of the kingdom, it rejoiceth the soul. Praise thou God that thou hast travelled to that country for the purpose of raising up his word and spreading abroad the holy fragrance of his kingdom, and that thou art serving as a gardener in the gardens of heaven. Ere long shall thine efforts be crowned with success. O thou son of the kingdom, all things are beneficial if joined with the love of God. And without his love, all things are harmful and act as a veil between man and the Lord of the kingdom. When his love is there, every bitterness turneth sweet, and every bounty rendereth a wholesome pleasure. For example, a melody sweet to the ear bringeth the very spirit of life to a heart in love with God, yet staineth with lust a soul engrossed in sensual desires. And every branch of learning, conjoined with the love of God, is approved and worthy of praise. But bereft of his love, learning is barren. Indeed, it bringeth on madness. Every kind of knowledge, every science, is as a tree. If the fruit of it be the love of God, then it is a blessed tree. But if not, that tree is but dried up wood, and shall only feed the fire. O thou loyal servant of God, and thou spiritual healer of man, whensoever thou dost attend a patient, turn thy face toward the Lord of the heavenly kingdom. Ask the Holy Spirit to come to thine aid. Then heal thou the sickness.